Hello, hello, bonjour. Welcome back. You are now here in Module 2. It's been amazing to see your interaction. And as we move into Module 2, I'm going to encourage you to remember something because it is so powerful when we slow down and we actually give ourselves this permission. I recently got back from a very big event with our Krems as they stepped into the embodiment of their Frenchie. It's a very powerful event that we do together called The Rendezvous. And one of the things that we talked about quite a bit was the opportunity to sidestep the faux type that comes up and says, is this over yet? Is this over? Kind of that rushing faux type that wants us to get things very quickly and get on to the next stage very quickly. And I wanted to share with you right at the beginning that this particular faux type is very draining. Because as much as it feels like it gives us sometimes an adrenaline boost to kind of get through whatever it is we're doing, it drains our energy for the present moment and doesn't allow us to really embody what it is we require in order to fully receive inside that particular experience. So just a little reminder as we open it into Module 2 for you to honor your energies and for you to really slow down. And as you open each module and as you go through each week, to really feel a level of sustainability. And sustainability comes from a deeper place inside of you. We're going to be talking about next week the indie and really being able to honor your energy in a particular way so that you feel a level of vitality that is sustainable rather than these kind of peaks and valleys of adrenaline versus fatigue. So I wanted to bring that forward for you as something to keep in mind. And welcome you as we step into module number 2. So, official welcome into module number 2. Live You Fully, the essential support structure for the modern evolving woman. You are that. Do you know that? I know sometimes we forget or sometimes, you know, that might seem outside of us. Oh my gosh, can I call myself a modern evolving woman? And indeed you are. You are a woman who is committed to her next level. You are a woman who is open to receiving a higher level of conscious awareness in any given life stage. And you are a woman who's stepping forward into a new frontier, allowing herself to let go of what's no longer in service and allow yourself to receive that which is in alignment with your soul. So let's do some reflection time. Quick review of module number 1. Inside of this, after I ask you these questions, I do invite you to go ahead and pause the module and just spend some time reflecting. If you choose to journal, you certainly can. However, I don't feel that that's necessary inside of this. Just a quick moment for you to have self-reflection and self-analyzation, and I do invite you to do it now. I saw many of you really honoring what occurred inside of module number 1, where I had invited you to pause and to really give yourself the opportunity to follow through in that particular moment. Very powerful skill for you to continue to embody. When you feel the opportunity to do something, to complete something, give yourself the opportunity in that moment. No need to build some sort of internal to-do list about what it is you should be doing. Just allow yourself the opportunity to complete and to stay present. So, review of module number 1. How are you relating to yourself this week? You know, take a moment to feel into that. What happens in the beginning of opening up Live You Fully and beginning to open up the power and the energy of the fem types is you do start relating to yourself differently. You may have an experience where your faux types seem to be getting louder. There may be some strength inside of that voice inside. And you may notice that actually that starts to lose ground as well. Or you may notice yourself thinking like, wow, why did that used to bother me so much? Or wow, why did I used to do that? Or what those awarenesses coming through. So just take some time to slow down and ask yourself that question. What changes have you already noticed in your behavior? How are you reacting to things differently? Maybe your body, maybe inside of yourself, the way you're responding internally, and maybe outside of yourself, the conversations you might be having with others, or even the way you're treating yourself on a daily basis. So pay attention to that and give yourself some kudos, because so often we make, you know, small or big changes in our lives and we just rush on, like I was saying at the beginning, we just rush on to what's next. So taking some opportunity to celebrate is very powerful. Did you name your three femmes? Did you name your femme types? And if you did not, I really invite you, as we pause the module in a minute, to go ahead and do it right away. You really don't have to put a lot of pressure on yourself inside of this. There's no way to get it right. You know, a lot of fear inside the faux types is, oh my gosh, if I don't get this right, I'm not going to get what I need. And I will tell you that the way we don't get what we need is that we don't actually step forward and make forward movement. So just invite you to trust yourself, name your femmes, and move forward. Did you allow yourself to complete the daily requirements? Again, just a check-in for yourself. Did you incorporate those into your life? Did you have any particular resistance to one or two of them? If so, relate back to what the intention inside of those daily requirements are, and it'll give you some additional insight to your femmes. And did you take the time to complete module number one and answer the questions? Again, the opportunity for you to reflect inside of this is to see where you are inside of yourself, to see if there's any particular resistances that are showing up. It's not a grading system. It's an opportunity for you to be real and vulnerable with yourself. You invested in this program. It's here for you. You have the opportunity to make movement like you never have before. So now I do invite you to pause the recording and just take a moment and look at these questions and answer them honestly for yourself. It will only take you a few moments, and it's worth it. It's worth for you to see where you are right now. Again, it's not a judgment, and it's not a, I did good or I did bad. It's just an awareness inside of you. And if there's something in particular that you go, I didn't do that and I really wished I had, then you have the opportunity to step forward into this next week and honor that deep desire inside of you. When you honor your desires inside of the little movements inside of your life, it does give you faith and confidence to go ahead and step forward and continue and then honor those bigger desires. So go ahead and pause the module now, and I will meet you back here on the next page. Well, I didn't realize that there was a couple other questions I had for you, so I totally trust that you reviewed what you needed to on the page prior, and a couple other things. Just one more question for you in closing. How are your senses already being enhanced? That's a phenomenal beginning part of module one. Waking up your senses, like you start to see things differently and smell things differently and start to come into alignment with more of who you are. So check in with that one as well. And as I said, be honest with yourself. It will support you this week and throughout the rest of the program. You're going to be experiencing a lot of growth during this time, and this requires compassion and kindness towards yourself and the opportunity to slow down and evaluate and self-analyze. All right, so moving on to the official opening of module number two, inside of boundaries. Now, just for a moment, go ahead and feel into what is your current relationship with boundaries, because this really is how to effectively create them, meaning boundaries, for your next level. I used to have a very contracted relationship with boundaries. I thought that they were very much about ultimatum and threat, and I felt very selfish in setting them. So that's something very common, and you can feel into where you might be inside of this for yourself, and I'm really excited to share with you what happens when you as a woman learn how to set these effectively and what it actually does inside your opportunity to live you fully. Boundaries assist you in honoring your life and your purpose. And it's up to no one else but you to maintain those boundaries. And this might sound very logical to you, and it sounds logical, and yet the opportunity for women to enact boundaries in this particular way is very, very different. So what I'm going to be sharing with you today, and what I'm in fact going to be teaching you, is how to effectively set a boundary that allows you to remain inside your own power and inside what we call your sensual circle. So as we get forward, moving forward, to remember inside that this is about honoring your life and your purpose. Okay, so feel that. You know, if you knew that allowing yourself to set boundaries in your life was all about honoring your life and your purpose, would you feel differently about boundaries? The number one misunderstanding about boundaries is that boundaries are selfish. You know, how could you go ahead and set a boundary? And there's a big fear that comes forward inside of many women, a fear that if they set a boundary, that it's going to upset someone so much that that person's no longer going to love them or care about them, or that person will get upset with them. And I will tell you right away that, you know, we've heard that phrase that we teach people how to treat us. And this is very, very true. So depending on where you are currently right now with your opportunity to set boundaries, maybe you haven't set any boundaries, maybe you've set some, but you've set them from a space of what we talk about, barbed wire, or you set them from a space of ultimatum or threat, and you've really pushed people away inside of boundaries because of the energy and the way with which they were set. So whatever it is that your current experience is with boundaries, I invite you to open up to a brand new way of incorporating them in your life. And this particular misunderstanding that they are selfish can really hold women hostage from allowing themselves to step into their power. So breathe a gorgeous sensual breath. Invite yourself to open up to the opportunity for you to honor your life inside of this stage. And I'm excited. Here we go. So why do we need boundaries? Boundaries assist you in making big and lasting changes in your life and help you then decide which changes to make. Why is that? Why does that happen? When you allow yourself to set a boundary appropriately, you give yourself some space and intimacy inside of your own world. When you have space and intimacy inside your own world, you listen to yourself and to your soul first and foremost, which allows you then to make the decisions about those big and lasting changes in your life and decide, in fact, what those changes really are, having a higher level of discernment between that conversation, because you're now having a conversation with you and with your soul, versus not having boundaries. And inside of not having boundaries, you end up having a conversation with everybody else about what they would like for you and your life and your day and all of this. So that's why it can get very clouded. When a woman doesn't have appropriate boundaries set, her purpose, her idea of her life, her opportunities, the changes that she's being called to make, and even really the grand purpose of her life can feel very confusing and gray and very staticky, because there's a bunch of people inside of her sensual circle and a bunch of noises inside her sensual circle. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. So again, really inviting you to feel into this deeper truth that boundaries are so incredibly not only self-honoring, self, like from the persona perspective, but from the soul perspective. There are two components that are needed to construct healthy boundaries. One is finding your voice, and we will talk in depth today about finding your voice and what that means and how you can start activating that. And letting go of guilt. Really letting go of this idea that if you allow yourself to honor boundaries in your life, that somehow, you know, that comes from a space, again, of feeling selfish, or somehow you're going to hurt somebody else inside of this. When you honor your purpose, when you honor your calling, when you honor what it is you require to make forward movement inside of your life as a conscious woman, you give everyone the opportunity around you to grow and excel and expand. It's not your it's not a burden. It's not your, how do I want to say? It's not you. If you don't, the people around you don't have to do that, right? It's not, you're not making them do that. You're just gifting them the opportunity to be naturally embodying it yourself. So letting go of any guilt inside of this is very important. So let's move on to this really crucial component inside of this module and inside of Elegant Femme as a whole, and that is the sensual circle. Maybe you've heard women inside of the Elegant Femme community speak about their sensual circle. This is a very, very big shift for women inside of this process. So I invite you to listen closely and carefully and really open up to receive, because sometimes the faux types or the logical mind can kind of get in there and challenge some things and really want to make sure you get it right. And I invite you to come from a space of feeling what it is I'm going to be sharing with you and receive it from that level of impact, and then we will clarify and get into some detail. So the sensual circle. The sensual circle is something that I created to gift myself the opportunity to embody boundaries in a way that felt elegant, in a way that felt incredibly self-honoring, and a way that allowed me to own who I was as a woman. And it became a very precious, intimate kind of exploration inside of me. And it's something that I started sharing with women quite a few years ago, many, many, many years ago. And women could really relate to this. So instead of feeling guilty or selfish inside of this, they started to see this precious opportunity inside the sensual circle to honor themselves and boundaries. So a definition that I can share with you is that the sensual circle is a personal energy space that's required for you to access the deepest parts of what you desire. It will allow you to call in an honor space for what it is you desire in your life. It is absolutely precious and very intimate, because who you choose to allow inside your sensual circle is between you and your soul. I want to share with you, to give you a visual and to give you some imagery around this so you can really start to feel it. And before I even do, you can probably relate to this. If you feel that person has gotten kind of too close to you, either energetically or even physical, kind of they're like invading your personal space, what's happening is they're actually coming inside your sensual circle without full permission from you. And really, that's your opportunity. We'll talk about that in a minute, because no one can come inside your sensual circle without you giving them permission. So let me explain to you what your sensual circle looks like, to give you this beautiful, beautiful imagery. I invite you to stand up wherever you are now, as long as it's safe for you to do so. Stand up and put your arms straight out, all the way out to the right and the left, kind of like a wingspan kind of a feel. And look to your right and look to your left and see that span, see that distance, and just feel that. That's how far out your sensual circle extends on either side of you. Look at that. Look at that. So now you might be like, okay, now I get why sometimes I feel invaded, right? It's like, wow, that's a lot of a gorgeous space for me to honor. Then I'd like you to put your hand in front of you and behind you and see again that distance, right? And then above you and whatever your length is of your arms, all the way below you, that is your sensual circle. I invite you to see the sensual circle. On the outside, a gorgeous gold cord. If you've ever been in an old chateau, or if you have some big curtains, or even if you've ever been in an event where there's a big rope, that gorgeous gold corded rope, I invite you to imagine that as the exterior of your sensual circle. And inside of your sensual circle, between you, your physical body, all the way out to that gold cord, I invite you to see like gold dust. Whether you see pixie dust or fairy dust, just a beautiful kind of glistening and kind of powdering between you and your sensual circle. A very beautiful, intimate, very sensual energy between you and your sensual circle, like a gold dust. Okay? What I'm explaining to you and the imagery I'm sharing with you is a properly intact sensual circle. Okay? I'm going to talk with you in a minute about what it looks like if your sensual circle is not intact, because you will know and you probably feel it, and we'll give you some opportunities to know what that not only feels like, looks like, and then how to honor it in a more powerful way. You access your sensual circle. You have access to it at any given moment, okay? The way that you preserve and access your sensual circle is through proper boundary setting in a particular way. So when we come back, I'm going to share with you on how you can begin to identify as to if your sensual circle is currently compromised. I'm going to give you some real defining opportunities to see that. And then we're going to be moving into, inside of the next section after that, how you do honor your sensual circle in a particular way, and how you can uniquely begin to clarify and identify what it is you need to do to set a boundary. So I'll meet you back here in just a moment.